Hello, everybody, once again. Welcome to Laxville Live. I'm your host, Dan Power. Good to be back. We've had an exciting fall. Lots going on, from fall ball to a new national team. We've got it all going on so far. It's been really exciting this fall. It's been a busy fall. Hope you guys are all doing well. Got a good episode here today. We're going to talk Minnesota State Mankato men's lacrosse. We're going to talk some Uganda national team box lacrosse. So it's going to be great. So first off, we had a great fall ball season at Minnesota State Mankato. We played in two tournaments. We had a really, really good recruiting summer and last spring. Had a very large freshman class coming in full of talent. They showed lots of promise this fall. We were able to get them some good play time and get a good look at our freshman class. That's always exciting. We've just got some great leadership that showed through again on the men's team. It was good. We fought through some adversity this year. So far this fall, we've played in some tough games, and our senior leadership really shone through. It was great. Earlier in September, we played in the Minnesota Classic up in Blaine at the National Sports Center. We ended up winning that tournament. It was great to see all the guys back together again. Great to see all the practice paying off for the boys. They had worked hard during the fall before our Minnesota Classic tournament. And we opened up against St. Cloud State University, a very competitive game, physical game. Two traditional rival schools that filters over into hockey, so that's always fun to play a rival school. St. Cloud, they play hard, they play physical. We were able to grind out that win. That was great. And then we played University of Wisconsin River Falls and Gus Davis Adolphus College out of St. Peter, Minnesota. And those two games were very, very good. It was a lot of fun, a good test for us. We ended up winning that tournament. Came out healthy. We learned a lot about ourselves that first weekend, which was good. Found some holes in our game that we needed to improve on before we went down to the Mad City Classic in Madison, Wisconsin, just a few weeks ago. So it's good. You know, we use this fall ball season to gauge our talent and take a look at our freshmen and see what we need to work on going into the official spring season. When we went to the Mad City tournament at the University of Wisconsin in Madison, turned out to be really, really competitive. It was a really great tournament. I thought we performed very well. Some things we need to improve on, but that's what these fall ball tournaments are for. We opened up against the University of Michigan Wolverines, which turned out to be a very, very physical, scrappy game. Two teams that were highly competitive. It was a close game right down to the end. I think we came out on top 8-6. But University of Michigan gave us all we wanted. And it's always fun to play, you know, a big Division I school like the University of Michigan. And the boys rose up to the challenge, and we were able to come away with a solid victory there. After that, we played the University of Wisconsin Platteville. We were able to pull away in that game. Very close in the first half. Our depth, I think, was the difference in that game. But we learned a lot about ourselves again in that game, just continuing to grow. The third game we played against the University of Wisconsin, we fell just short in a one-goal game. I think it was 8-7, very competitive tilt. You know, we we took that loss hard. I think the boys did, but we learned a lot from it. I think we're capable of improving, and we look forward to that rematch coming up, hopefully in the spring. And then we ended our tournament with a win as well against, I think, the University of Wisconsin La Crosse. And so to go 6-1 or 7-1, whatever it was during the fall, I feel very good about that. I think we've had great practices this fall. We've got to see some development of our freshmen, installing some new wrinkles both on offense and defense, and it was a great fall there as well. So what we'll do is let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk some Uganda lacrosse. You're listening to Laxville Live with Dan Power. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Dan Power. You're listening to Laxville Live. Thanks for tuning in. Just before the break, we were talking about our Minnesota State Mankato fall ball lacrosse season on the men's side. Now I want to switch gears just a little bit to Uganda lacrosse. Yes, you heard it. Uganda lacrosse. What is Uganda lacrosse being talked about here in Little Minnesota? Well, I had the recent privilege of accepting the head coach position for the newly formed Uganda Box Lacrosse National Team. Very excited about it. It's a brand new program, part of the Uganda Lacrosse Association. For those of you who don't follow world lacrosse, Uganda has been around for a little while on the world lacrosse stage. Starting in 2014, they made their outdoor world championship debut at the World Championships in Denver, Colorado. Had the privilege of seeing them play in person in the World Championships in 2014 as I was an assistant coach with the Czech Republic men's lacrosse team at the time. So having seen them and visited with some of the players a few years ago, it was very exciting for me to become part of this and to be part of the newly formed indoor box team. Very much grassroots. We're kind of starting from the very bottom with fundraising and awareness. As you lacrosse savvies know, the box game is very different. It's much more physical. It's more compact. Very fast paced. So it's gonna be a learning curve for our players as we develop this program. But still very exciting. There's lots of excitement in Uganda. Uganda has come a long way in the last 8 or 9 years with its lacrosse programs at the youth level, the collegiate level, their university level, and now with the national teams. They've got established national teams in the field, both men's and women's, the under 21 programs, and now with the Olympics coming, the newly formed sixes lacrosse is being established as well. So we're very excited about where the future of Uganda lacrosse is going. I'm excited to be a part of it. I hope to get some boots on the ground over there sometime in the late spring, just so I can see what's going on there, meet my players. It's a little bit difficult to coach a team half a world away, but we're excited for it with, you know, the use of technology and Google Meets and other sorts of video technology. I can kind of teach the game over the internet and things like that. Not ideal, but as we're growing, it's a great way to go. So we're excited about that. We're looking forward to playing in some international tournaments and to work our way towards hopefully the 2023 Indoor World Championships in Los Angeles, California. That's our goal. We've got some fundraising to do to get there. We want to develop our players over the next couple of years. But it's going to be exciting. And if you guys want to support us, you can certainly reach out to me, DM me on on Facebook or Instagram or anything like that, or reach out to the Uganda Lacrosse Association directly at their website. We would appreciate any support you can give us financially or otherwise. So that's great. Well, that's it. I just wanted to touch base with everybody. This is a little bit of an abbreviated show, but just wanted to give you a quick update on what we had going on this fall. Lots of exciting things going on this fall with Minnesota State Mankato men's lacrosse program having a great fall ball season and now working in towards Uganda national box national team. So that's great. Well, I appreciate you guys listening. Tune in. Feel free to reach out with any questions, concerns, or support you might want to give to either the Minnesota State Mankato lacrosse program or the Uganda national team as well. You've been listening to Laxville Live. This has been your host, Dan Power.